recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight from Father Bill Moisson, pastor at Resurrection Catholic Church.
Simon, son of John, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me more than these? What is Jesus asking Peter? Do you love me more than these? Does he mean, do you love me more than these love me, these other disciples? It's sort of a competition. Or do you love me more than you love this group? Am I the center? Or are you still loyal to the group? Do you love me more than these? Bible scholars say that in this passage from the gospel, Jesus is reconciling himself with Peter, who had denied him three times on the night before Jesus died. He was at the high priest's house with a beloved disciple. And three times the servants asked him, are you with Jesus? And he'd say, no, I never heard of him. They say, well, are you sure you're not? You sound like a Galilean, talk like one, you look like one. Are you sure you're not with him? He said, no, not me, I'm not with him. Third time, are you with this Jesus? He said, no, I'm not. So he denies him three times. He abandons him, basically. And so in this scene, after the resurrection, as they're standing on the shore after having breakfast, Jesus makes peace with Peter. And so he asks him the question, do you love me? In the English translation, love is used each time. In the Greek, though, it's a different word. In Greek, agape is what Jesus is saying to him. Peter, do you agape me? Do you love me? Agape in Greek is a great big love. So love that used as how God loves his people. Do you agape as God agapes? Do you love me? Well, Peter answers, you know that I love you. Again, in the English it sounds the same, but in the Greek it's a different word. It's philo. You know that I philo you. I philo. I love you. Philo, it's a difference. Agape then is this great big love. Love, big love. Great big giant love. Philo, though, is more like, well, I like you. You're okay. It's sort of a more quiet kind of affection. It's in the city of Philadelphia. It's philo adelphos. It's the love of a brother. You love me. Yes, I love you. It's sort of like when you were dating and you were trying to find someone to marry, and you sort of get attached to a person. Say, wow, he or she's really great. Oh, wow, I love him or her. Oh, this is wonderful. And so you approach that person and tell them how much you love them. And they look at you sort of kindly and say, well, you know, I like you as a friend. You can feel the pain in your heart when I said that. Because it's very sort of, ooh, that hurt. But that's what's going on here. Agape is a big love. Philo's a little love. So Peter asks him again. Now, see, Jesus asks Peter again, do you love me? Agape. Peter answers, philo. Yeah, I sort of love you. I like you. So third time, something interesting happens. Jesus picks up on that word, and he says it to Peter. Do you love me? Philo. He's lowered the expectations. Now it's sort of like, do you like me? And Peter says, yeah, I sort of like you, philo. So that difference in the Greek is very important to the scene. In English, you lose all of that nuance. But in the Greek, you get that tension between Peter and Jesus and what Jesus is asking him and what Peter at that moment is not able to give him. Peter will eventually come around. As we heard in the first reading, when he and the apostles are appearing before the Sanhedrin, and they ask him to stop preaching the gospel, stop preaching about Jesus. And Peter gives a witness saying, we're witnesses of these things. We're witnesses of Jesus. We're witnesses of how God works in his people. We're witnesses to how the Holy Spirit is working through us. We're witnesses to that. And so Peter has come around. Now he has agape. Now he loves Jesus in a really big way. In fact, a section that's not covered in the first reading today says that after they were told by the Sanhedrin not to preach about it, they took him out and whipped him, scourged him. And so then the next paragraph is, well, they walked out of there feeling good about themselves because they suffered for Jesus. That doesn't make too much sense unless you know they just got scourged at the pillar. And so they were beaten pretty well. So Simon Peter eventually does come around. And so this whole idea of love, we have to think of love of God in a big way. It's the big kind of love. God loves us that way. And we're called to love God back. Called to love God back, not just in a philo way, not, oh yeah, I have a warm feeling about God, but having God be the center of our lives. All the decisions we make is reference to the gospel, reference to what does God want for me? How can I honor God? How can I be a good follower of Jesus Christ? And so we too are called to play out agape in our lives and not just the philo part of love. It's something that we are called to teach the children. We have the children today making their first communion. As parents, we have that obligation to teach them how to love God in a big way, not just have a warm feeling, but to teach them what it means to be committed to God, what it means to love Jesus, to love him in a really great way, so when they grow up into adults, they've been formed as a Christian people. And it's a fulfillment of a promise we all made at their baptism. We promised we would raise them in the faith. And raising them in the faith means giving them a big love for God. And we do that by how we live and how we talk about God and how we make decisions in our lives, showing them that through our example that God is important in this family. God is important to us. And we demonstrate that every day by the decisions that we make. So we're called on this day to reflect upon that calling we have. It says in the scripture that you did not choose God. God chose you. We didn't start this. God reaches out and calls us to be his children. And so we're called to not be like Peter in the gospel, but be like Peter later, as what he was in Acts of the Apostles, to have that big heart and to respond to the love of Jesus, not in a small way, but in a big way, to agape Jesus and to love him and with all of our heart and mind and strength.
And that is today's homily highlight by Father Bill Moisant, pastor at Resurrection Church in Tualatin.